Blog Talk Radio.
This is Journey of the Light. This is a show you come to relax. Peace, love, and light. We're here every night for you, a place to go to get away from your daily troubles, because, you know, we all need that. Something that you can get away from your daily troubles and find some peace, because we all need that. You all have a white candle or any candle you might have. If you would please light the candle. Father, Mother, God, we ask you to come to our show tonight. Surround the show with your white light. Surround all the people here tonight with your white light.
What it is 5 years ago, my ex-husband now killed our son. I'm trying to come off all of medication and come out of this fog, this emotional numbness, and I'm really having a hard time not reaching for a bottle.
But I'm feeling regret about things that I really couldn't control. My kids that were given up for adoption.
I just lost my mom. I cried.
My life turned upside down. I lost my job.
Something out of it, but think of all the other people that come, especially people that are dealing with problems, with needing healing, and that's why people come to Journey in the Light. And your love and your open-mindedness and non-judgment, I think that's what the show is all about. We have psychic medium Michelle Whitedove.
I do your show and obviously particular shows, and I have to feel an affinity. I have to feel that person's in their integrity, that we're somewhat on the same page, you know, going for the same goal. And I really feel that way with you.
Lots of love and lots of thanks, and lots of thanks, Michael.
Thank you, and Michael, I appreciate it.
Thank you, Michael, thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
I definitely feel, you know, you are strong enough to weather this.
And now, welcome to Journey into the Light with your host, Michael Long.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night.
coming from no prophet. Just an ordinary man. But when I close my eyes, I see the way this world shall make when we all can and hate.
Welcome everybody to Journey into the Life here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Michael Long, as we journey into the afternoon and into the evening as we're here with Vaishali, psychic clairvoyant, and she's going to be taking your calls. So dial on into the number, 347-884-8245 is the number. Went a little long on the song because, man, I feel like people's energies need to be cleared out. I mean, there is so much. People are just really, they are really throwing out a lot of negative energy. You know, rule number 101 in my book is, you know, if you are going to ask someone for their advice, don't throw it out at them and make a joke of it. I mean, goodness. And, you know, rule number 102, you know, if you're, say you are a light worker
okay? And this should go for anybody. But if you say you're a light worker, don't judge or make fun of somebody. That is just unheard of. And no, this is not someone who said anything about me. This is just some of the things I've observed the last couple of days. And boy, you know, we shall all be free. Oh my goodness, yes. Melissa, I am feeling it. Oh, mercy. But I'm so glad that everybody is here. Nydia, happy girl, Melissa, and Sunlight's here. All here together, here. And if you're calling in, which I know there's a lot of people on the phone lines, a great way of getting in early is go in into the chat room, put in your area code, and we'll bring you up even earlier into the show. How to get to the chat room, Mike? Very easy. Just go to the show, Blog Talk Radio, Journey into the Light. That's been on the air 6 years. We'll be starting to go into our 7th year next month. April is going to be our big anniversary blowout 3-hour show coming up. So looking forward to that. So go into the chat room, put in your area code and first name, and there you go. So and welcome to the show. And again, the great way of following the show is click on the follow button located at the top left of your screen. This way you'll get all the updates of all the new and upcoming shows here. And join me on Facebook. As long as you're nice, send me a friend request right there and like the fan page at Journey into the Light. Twitter also, Journey in Light. And don't forget my 2 days on LA Talk Radio as I'm on Tuesdays at 4, Mondays at 5 with Nicola Bird on Mondays and Jessica Haynes on Tuesdays as my co-hosts. So great guests coming up every week. You can check out the show's called Empowering Your Life. It's on Channel 2, LA Talk Radio. There is an amazing amount of great, high quality, great guest archives there. So check that out. Another resource to go to besides all the thousands of shows here on the archives as well. So there you go. If you'd like to be a guest on Journey of Light, just contact me. And love to have you. You know, let the people know your work. And it's a great way of doing it. So, okay, without anything else to do, and I do welcome you all. Thank you all for being here and spending your time on Journey of Light. I do appreciate all of you. And so let's join in here with my guest, Vaishali, into the show. Welcome. Good afternoon.
Hi. Good afternoon, Michael. How are you?
Okay. How have you been?
Good. Thank you.
All right. Well, great. Many people, this will be the first time they've heard of you here on the show. So if you would, tell people kind of a little bit about yourself. Then if you want to go ahead and go into the topic today, it'd be great.
Sure. My name is Vaishali Nikade, and you can check out my website. It's, I think Michael can put it into the chat box, and I'll spell it for you. It's VaishaliNikade.com. And I have a link over there for a 3-minute free psychic reading. So you can click on the link and sign up for the psychic reading, and you get the 3 minutes completely free. I do readings for love and relationship, money and career, readings on timings, as well as whatever specific questions you may have. If you would like to get a forecast for the next week, next couple of weeks, or anything that you're looking into, I'm happy to look at that for you. And you'll kind of get a sense of my style when we do the questions from the folks in a little bit. So I just wanted to talk today a little bit about the clairs that the psychics use. It's called the most popular one is known as clairvoyance, and a person who uses that he's called a clairvoyant. And essentially, what it is it's the gift of seeing clearly. Like, imagine how if you are in a movie theater and you see the movie in front of your eyes. So when a psychic is seeing, or when they are looking through their third eye or sixth chakra, and they'll see visions and images of things flashing in front of their eyes based on the question that you ask. And then based on that, they will tell you what they are seeing, and they can interpret it, and you can also interpret what those visions or images mean. And this particular clair is known as clairvoyance. So when a psychic is using the clairvoyant sense, he's essentially seeing pictures or seeing images or seeing vision in front of their eyes. The next one is called clairaudience. And in clairaudience, you actually hear sounds or voices. And these sounds or voices are like in our mind. It can be a couple of words, it can be a few sentences, or it can be something like a really soft voice that is talking to you. And sometimes the voices are really subtle, so you may not get them in the first instance. We all have these senses, we just haven't developed them. So in the clairaudience, what happens is you'll get like a little sound saying that you need to do something, or this is going to happen, or that is going to happen. That kind of a thing. You may just ignore it, and later on when that happens, you'll realize that, oh, that's what I was getting like the sound for or the message for. And once you start developing that faculty, then you'll start hearing a lot of sounds, and you'll be able to tune in and use your clairaudient sense. And then the last one I would like to discuss today is called claircognizance. And claircognizance is just your knowingness. That is when you just know something, that whatever you're looking for, it will just pop into your mind from nowhere. It's, for instance, you're looking for the name of someone you had met, say, 5 years ago, and for some reason you can't recall the name. And then suddenly it will pop into your mind from nowhere. So that could be one example, but it's more for like future. So it's like a premonition or a forewarning that something is going to happen into the future. So you'll kind of just get a knowingness that this is going to happen. For instance, the plane crash that happened in Germany. Someone may not have boarded the plane for some reason. It's just like September 11. They may have just some sort of a knowingness that something bad is going to happen, and they may have gotten delayed. So that is claircognizance. You'll know something with a sense of certainty. So those are the three clairs that the psychics actually use. Even when a psychic is reading you, they can use their claircognizance sense in the sense that when they are looking at your questions, they just know the answer. They do not have to do anything. They'll just know the answer just like that. That's the sense of claircognizance.
Okay. Well, thank you for going over that. Many people are liking that. And how can people best contact you?
So the best way to contact me is you can leave me a message on my number. It's 415-735-6757. 415-735-6757, or you can send me a text message. If you send me a text message, I'll respond really quickly. Or you can email me through the Contact Us page and just send me a note. And either of these ways is fine. So long as you communicate, I will be able to get back to you.
Okay, very good. And again, my guest website is linked up here on the show page, folks. All you got to do is look at the bio, okay, on every show that I do. And it's right there. So check it out. And the link is there. So make it really easy for you. So we're going to go to the phone lines now. Again, if you're in the chat room, put in your area code and first name. I know a lot of you guys are just listening and or on the phone lines, which you can listen to. So let's go and check out the phones here. Let's go first, area code 313. Again, ask one specific question, please.
Hi.
Okay.
Hi.
Hello,
Hi.
Your first name?
Hi, Michael. Sherelle.
Sherelle, of course I knew that, from Detroit. I saw the 313.
Yes, how are you guys today?
Good.
That's great. Where's the energy at? Why y'all sound so low?
Oh, no.
Come
I'm
on now.
Like, I'm waiting for my guest to come on in. I'm
good. No,
I'm
waiting
great.
For her to spill out her
oh,
question.
Okay. Sorry. Let's get the energy going. Come on now. Okay. Now, me and this specific guy got into an argument last week, and I was wondering, like, will I ever hear from him again, or how is he feeling about me at this current moment?
What's his name?
Sam.
I'm sorry?
Sam.
Sam, so you want to know when you'll hear from Sam?
Yeah, like, will I ever hear from him again, because we got into a big argument last week, or how is he feeling
okay.
Feeling at this current moment.
You have to pick one question. Which one would you like me to take a look at?
Oh, well you could just go with how, when would I hear from him?
Will
That's
you hear
fine.
From him again? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So will she hear from Sam again in the next 2-3 months?
The next 2-3 months?
Let me just check.
I thought this was just it.
It seems that there is some sort of a problem as far as the communication between you and him is concerned. There is like a huge distance.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll put it this way. If you hear from him, it's going to take quite a bit of time for you to be able to hear back from him. It's not immediate. It's not a day or two, and it's not a week or two. So if
okay.
you hear from him, it's going to be a little bit longer than that.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, I see quite a bit of distance between the two of you. It's almost as though, you know, one person has put up like a huge barrier to be able to get to the other end. I'm not sure if that's you or him, but it's almost as though one person has put up a wall. And
yeah,
the
that's
way
on
the,
his end.
What's that?
So that's on his end.
Yeah, the way the wall has been put up, it's like almost you can't get to the other side. Like, think of, you know, going to the ocean and the freeway is closed and that's the only freeway to go to the ocean. So you have to wait until the freeway opens. So you have to wait until, you're going to have to wait this one out a bit.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, hopefully
Thank
that
you,
was
Michael.
Helpful.
It was. Thank you both.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right, Sherelle. Thanks
Bye,
for
Michael.
Calling in. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye, Michael.
Okay, we'll get the energy up. Okay, thanks. All right, take care. Good hearing from you. Let's go next, 480. Welcome. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Yes, my name is Michael, and I'm calling from Arizona.
Okay, welcome, Michael.
Thank you. Question is... I'm more currently been working hard with the seasonal work, and the season's coming to an end next month, and I'm looking to take the summer off for the most part to work on a couple projects. Do you see the financial savings that I currently have getting me through the lean summer months and while building my other projects business-wise?
So summer is which, March, April, May, June, July, August?
June, July, August, correct.
So how will your finances be June through August?
Yes.
Okay, so how will his finances be June through August? Well, work-wise, it's going to be a little bit slow, but you already stated that the work is kind of going to slow down.
Mm-hmm.
I see I see some small things popping up as far as concerns are concerned, as far as financial concerns are concerned. There may be like something small which may come up as far as the finances are concerned. Do you owe any money to like IRS or someone like that?
Not that I'm aware of.
No?
Yeah, not. Well, I mean, I have a tax lien from a previous business, but that's...
Oh, okay. That's probably what it may be. And... I just want to ask you one more thing. Do you have health insurance?
Sure. I do not.
Yeah. Okay, I got it then. Okay, so as far as the health insurance is concerned, I don't see any problems as far as your health is concerned, but for some reason I'm seeing like issues as far as either the health is concerned or that particular tax lien is concerned. And that's something you may want to look into.
Sure.
And I don't see you like, let's just put it this way, I don't see like huge amount of losses, or I don't see that you may not be able to make it through those months. I still see success and I still see happiness as far as your projects are concerned.
Mm-hmm.
The pace of it is going to be slow, so I'm not sure what these projects are or what it is that you're doing, but it's not going to turn around overnight. It's
okay.
going to take a long period of time, and it's going to be really, really slow progress, and there's going to be some things that come up as well in those projects which may need to be sorted out a little bit. And that's what I'm saying as far as those 3 months are concerned for the summer.
Okay, excellent. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
All right. Take care, Michael. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. Let's bring in here from the San Francisco area our good friend Sophia into the show. Welcome, Sophia.
Thank you. Thank you, Michael. Hello, Vahili. I think that's how to say your name.
Vahili.
Vahili. There we go.
Uh-huh.
Lovely name. It sounds like music. I'm going to ask Vahili to use one of her gifts in picking up. You said this is one of your fortes, picking up who your next relationship is coming in. And so maybe it's somebody from my past, maybe it's somebody new, but I wanted to see what you see in that, Vahili.
What is it that you would like to know?
Okay. Well, sometimes
do
you
want to know something about the person? Or do you want to know when you'll meet him? You want to know the timing or the description?
Let's go with the description. How's that?
You want the description. And there's no one in your life right now?
Not nearby. So I'll see what you get.
Okay. So it seems that your answer wasn't quite clear, but that's fine.
Okay. So that's why I was asking if it might be somebody I know or somebody brand new.
Okay. Well, I'll just be able to do one question. I'm going to do the description, and then
okay.
you can. I have a free 3-minute reading on the website. Michael has posted the link. You can sign in through that link and get 3 free minutes later on if you like.
Okay.
Okay, this particular person, he's going to be, like, spiritual and someone who is really, really slow, who's going to take a, like, he'll kind of want to move fast, he'll get started fast, and then he's going to kind of slow down, but he's going to be very grounded, very spiritual, maybe religious. He will be, like, healthy and... someone who has either green eyes or hazel eyes or that kind of a thing. He'll have special affinity to the color green. And he will be a little bit sophisticated. At the same time, he may be slightly boring at times too, so it's a little bit of a contrast. He'll have nice legs, and he'll be very graceful.
That's funny. Okay.
He'll be very graceful and kind of distinguished kind of a person. And he'll be someone who's, like, really important and someone who is like, a key person, who's very spiritual kind of a person and who has, like, deep thoughts, who's always looking for answers, who's always, you know, getting an answer or connecting to the divine is going to be a big deal for this person, because the one thing you'll notice about this person is he's going to be very high as far as spirituality is concerned. So it's going to be someone who is very much on the spiritual side. It could be like health side. It's also possible he may be a vegetarian or he may like to eat green food kind of a thing. Those are the things that seem to show up.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. I'll keep you posted.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike.
Okay, thanks, Sophia. Take care.
You too.
Okay, sending you many prayers and blessings your way. Thank you very much for the call. Again, if you're in the chat room, put in your area code and first name, please, so we may bring you up a little bit earlier into the program. Okay, let's go to... boy, you guys are quick. It looks like this is Hannah, is that right? Are you there?
No, this is Trish.
Trish, okay, we'll take your call. You're calling from where?
I'm calling from Connecticut.
Okay, welcome. Go ahead, please.
Hi, my question is, I was just looking for timing around when some new construction I'm starting, when that will be completed.
When the construction will be completed?
Correct.
Is that the name of a building or a street or?
Oh, yeah. It's Brigham Street.
Okay. And your name was Trish?
Correct.
Okay. So when will the new construction that she has started? She wants to know when the construction will be completed on Brigham Street. Well, these are the numbers I get. So I'm seeing like a part of it to be like really fast, and then I'm seeing a part of it to be really slow. So if I were to go with the faster time frame, then I would get like 2 to 4 months kind of a time frame. But if I were to go with the slower time frame, then it seems more like 3 to 6 months kind of a time frame. So I would say at least it's at least going to be the minimum number I get is about 2 or something. What time frame did you have in mind, or were you kind of expecting ballpark?
I was expecting somewhere between 5 to 7 months.
Yeah, so it's going to be around 6 months then. 3 to 6 months, 2 is like the minimum. There may be certain things that get completed really quickly. And then there are going to be certain things which are going to take a while. And the ones that are going to take a while, it's going to be like 3 to 6 months.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Sorry, he's in the screening room. Okay, so that caller ended there. So... okay, let's bring in Dave into the show. Welcome, Dave.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I don't want to pronounce your name. I don't want to mess it up. My question is, if you see any relationship in the future, near or far future, I'm not with anyone now, and I haven't been for quite a while. So.
Okay. So when will love come in your life?
Yeah.
Okay. And your name is Dave?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Dave wants to know when will love come in his life. Wow. This one is really difficult for me to give you a timing. I'll tell you what I see, but it's not an easy...
That's okay. It may make sense.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to tell you what I see. I'm seeing like three seasons. Out of the four seasons, I see all the three seasons. I see the spring, I see the fall, and I see the winter. And then as far as numbers are concerned, I get like between 3 to 10. So we are in March, so 10 and 3 is 13. Okay, so I would say based on these, because this is really slow, this is definitely not weeks. You are looking somewhere in the fall, like September, October, November, in particular either September or October. And then if nothing is going to pan out in the fall, then you're looking at the winter time frame. But September and October stand out pretty prominently. I think that at least for the next 2-3 months, there may not be much movement, or I'm not sure if much will happen, at least not for the next 3 months or so.
That makes sense. I'm in no hurry. So... You know, really, I'm not.
Okay, so then the fall to winter is about right. Fall to winter is about right. In particular, you know, like I said, the September and October stand out.
Okay.
So see if something pops up then. If not, you have to wait until winter.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thanks, Dave. Take care. And good luck to you. Again, my guest is Vaishali. That's how the name is I've learned to pronounce. So, the phone number to call, here's the number, guys, 415-735-6757. Write it down if you like, 415-735-6757. And the website is, and I've listed all of this for you guys here, right up top here. It's right on the bio. So just go on over there and just click on it automatically. We'll take you on over there. And on the website, and I posted a link. Of course, you just go to the website, you'll see it. But I posted this link as Vaishali is very nice to offer 3 free minutes on her site. And I posted that link on my Facebook. So if you'd like to go over there and get that. Anything else, Vaishali, you'd like to say about people contacting you?
No, that's pretty much it. Like I said, if I don't answer the phone, leave a message, and the best way to get hold of me is to text me. But if you can't text me for some reason, leave a message, and I'll give you a call back.
Okay, very good. Yes, leave a message. So let's go next to, I believe this is Hannah. Are you there, Skype? Caller? Hello, are you there? We can't hear you. Your mic may be muted. One more try. Hannah, are you there? Skype caller? Okay. We couldn't hear anything. I do apologize, but call back in. Let's go to Mary Lou in New Orleans. Welcome, Mary Lou.
Yay. Hi, Michael.
Hello.
You know, I would love to have some feedback on my love life.
Okay. Do you have someone or you're looking for someone new?
I'm looking.
Okay. So what would you like to know?
Do you see anything coming up?
When you will meet someone?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And your name was?
Mary Lou.
Okay, so when will she meet someone? You're going to have to wait a little bit. It's going to be like November. I'll give you two numbers. The first number I get is about 2. If something happens in 2 months, see if something happens. If not, then it's most likely going to be November or the winter time.
Okay.
That's what I get as far as the timing is concerned.
Okay. But there is someone out there.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be like, you know, in a day or a week or something like that. It seems to be the guy who called before you, I think his may have been a little faster or about the same, but it's kind of showing winter or the month of November especially. So it's going to be a little bit of time. But like I said, there is another possibility in about two months. So see if something happens in 2 months. If not, you're looking towards the end of the year.
Okay. Do you see anything about them?
So you'd need to call me through my site. You can use the 3 free minutes because we are only doing one question per person.
Okay.
Because Mike has callers waiting.
All right. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it, Mary Lou. Take care. All right. Mary Lou, a very dear soul in New Orleans who helps the homeless, so definitely send her a lot of positive energy. Great, well, beautiful work, people that do that. Let's go, and I want to say, you know, it's funny that Mary Lou and Sophia is looking for someone, and I want to point out the obvious, Dave in Queens or New Jersey or wherever he's from is available, so there might be a match there. So sometimes it's right in your back door, you know. So
there you go. You guys can connect through Michael.
Yeah, you know, so you might laugh, but we actually, true story, had a marriage from the chat room several years ago. Two strangers met in our chat room, and one is a pretty well-known psychic these days. And kind of started kind of new on my show, and a dear soul who's passed away, his name was Shaman John, and they met and actually got married, and they met through the chat room, through Journey and Light. So
That's cool.
I mean, I didn't officiate the wedding, but I could have. No, I'm joking. Let's go and bring in, I believe this is Hannah, and welcome. Are you there?
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Hi there.
You're calling from where?
I'm calling from Europe.
Europe. Oh, wow. Whereabouts?
In the Netherlands.
Netherlands. Okay.
Netherlands.
Hi, Hannah. How are you?
Okay.
I'm good. Thank you. I have a question. Me and my boyfriend want to move in together, and I'd like to know when that will happen.
When you guys will move in together?
Mm-hmm.
What's his name?
Well, I mean, he's got a different name, but in English, it's William.
It's what?
William.
William, okay.
It sounds different in his language, but in English, it's William.
So when will she and... You are Hannah, right?
Yes.
When will Hannah and William move in together? This is, so the minimum number I get for this one is like 2. So it could be like a couple of months, which is April, May. It's either a couple of months or sometime in the summertime. It's very soon. It's a month or two away. If for some reason it doesn't happen in month, it's definitely in the summertime. So you're looking at either one, it's not March. So you're looking at either April, May, or you're looking at summer, which is May, June, July.
Okay. Great.
Okay?
Yes, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Good
okay.
luck.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling in from far away. Take care.
Yep. You too. Thank you.
All right. Always good to hear from people far away and close. Let's see here. Boy, we're getting through a lot of people. This is really great. Great readings, too, I might add. 646, welcome to the show. Thanks for waiting. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
This is Tony from New York.
Okay, welcome, Tony.
Thank you. Yes, my question is, I had recently had an interview last week. I just wanted to see how it would pan out.
You have done what now?
I had a job interview last week, and I wanted to see how it panned out.
What will you mean? Will you get an offer kind of a thing?
Yes.
Okay, and can you give me either the name of the company or the person you're talking to?
Name of the company was McCann.
Okay, so he wants to know the outcome of his job interview with McCann. The thing is, they don't want to show me the answer. What I'm getting is like the answer for some reason is not to be revealed, or they do not want to reveal it to me. So unfortunately, you're going to have to wait until... What I can do is I can just do a question for you as to when you will hear back from them.
Okay.
And then because I don't want to force it. It's not going to work if...
Okay, no problem.
I don't need to know. So let me see when you will hear back from them. Actually, it's going to be really, really soon. It could even be like today or tomorrow. It's within like a couple of days. It's not very far away at all.
Okay.
Thank all right?
You. Thank you so much.
Let me know. Let me know. Send me an email through my site.
Okay. And can you just repeat your email one more time?
It's. I'm going to give it to Michael and he can put it on the...
Okay. That'd be great. I'll look for
it. You can put it in the chat room. Or you can just use the contact us page and reach it that way. Just go to my site and use the contact us page.
Okay.
And you can reach me that way as well.
All right. Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, thanks for your call. Let me explain again to everybody that wants to contact my guest. Now, this is the very easy way to do it. Now, if you're on the show page, okay, so you're on the show page, you'll see the bio of my guest, okay? So see that, and then there is the phone number, website, and email. So it's all right there, no matter if you're live or archive. It's always going to be there. As long as this show is posted, the bio and the links of all my guests will be there, okay? And the phone number's on this, too. So I just want to point that out to everybody, how easy it is, how easy I make it to everybody. I do take a lot of time to put all these shows together as far as all the info, so it's easy for you to connect with. But let me give out the easy phone number to write down on your piece of paper, 415-735-6757. One more time, 415-735-6757 by Shelley will be available right after this show, okay? So that's, you know, contact her, get a full reading. You know, this we only got time to, you know, get into one quick question here so we can get many people in. So, but there you go. That's how to contact my guest, Vaishali, okay? We've got about 8 minutes remaining. Let's see. We could get another one or two in. 907, welcome to the show. First name, please, and where you're calling from?
Charlotte from Alaska.
Charlotte?
Right.
Charlotte. Okay, welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Sure. My question is, will I get a promotion?
Will you get a promotion anytime?
Yeah.
Like within this year?
Yes.
I don't really get that you won't get a promotion, but I do get that there may be some some issue associated with it. It seems that you're definitely going to get more money, like a raise or something, or increase in your annual salary. As far as the promotion per se, I can't really say anything one way or the other because I'm seeing that there may be like a small... do you have a competitor?
Yes, I do.
That's what I see. I see two people competing for the position. So I won't be able to answer your question. I know you're looking for a yes or no answer, and those are the most difficult ones to do. But it seems that as far as your position is concerned, it's very stable. You're going to get a raise as far as finances are concerned. But your exact question on the promotion, I can't really answer that question one way or the other because it's not really showing up as black and white. So I would rather not answer it.
Okay.
All right?
Not a problem. All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, thanks for your call. Thanks for calling in here. Yeah, we're very much welcome. Area code 520, welcome to the program. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from, please?
Hi, dear Michael. This is Lisa, and I'm calling from Tucson. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, welcome, Lisa.
Hi.
Good to hear from you. Okay, go ahead.
It's good to be. Thank you. Hello, dear lady. My question would be on work. I'm really working very hard to get some income coming in. I'm talking to different companies. I meet with them, and I present information, and I'm a freelancer. And I'm wondering if for, April or May, you might see me picking up work.
So will you get any cash flow in April or May?
I'm sorry? If work is showing, coming in for me.
Right. So you want to know if you'll get any income coming in, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So let me just look at your finances for the next 4 or 5 weeks, 4 to 6 weeks. I do see you getting work. Do you write? What do you do?
I do everything. I do a lot of different things. And it's all very focused, very specialized, communications, support. I do write. Yes, yes. I do a lot of things like that.
I see something related to writing and speaking and some sort of research or something, or at least delving into a lot of information, a lot of material, and kind of looking into that. You may get you may get either two or three different ways or avenues as far as sources of income are concerned. It seems that two is possible. Can you do like more than one project at the same time?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yes, so it's either going to be two or three. I see you getting like two or three these things. And it's really going to be like something you love and something which involves either a lot of networking or a lot of communication with people that you're not familiar with or people that you don't know or addressing a large crowd, that kind of a thing. And also it's something which is going to make you extremely happy. As far as just the flow of money is concerned, the amount itself is also going to make you happy. There's going to be recurring payments. So I don't know if it's like, do you know how long the contract is going to be? Or
no, no one has offered me as of yet any precise talk about details. People just know that I am available and I am looking. And so when I go into professional settings, I make a presentation about my knowledge and body of expertise.
Okay. So Well, all I can say is as far as the next 4 to 6 weeks are concerned, you're going to get some money coming in, and it's going to be nice money. It's not going to be peanuts, and it's not going to be $10 kind of money. It's going to be some good money.
Gosh, thank you very much. You've made me very happy.
You're welcome. Let me know how it goes.
I will. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling in. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let us know how it turns out. All right. Our final call coming up now for the show. 802, welcome. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, I'm Gary. I'm calling from Vermont.
Welcome, Gary.
Hi, Gary. What's your question?
I'm just, like, amazed by this whole psychic thing. I think it's, like, it's a very cool talent, being able to help people out like this. And I think it's just such a unique thing. And, I mean, just, like, you could obviously see this coming.
Okay. So you have to finish the show like that. And cut that one off. Knew that was coming. Anyway. It's been great. Everybody has called in. Right, Shelley?
Cool. Well, if someone didn't get a chance and would like to take advantage of the free offer, go ahead and sign up on my website for the 3 free minutes, and you can squeeze in a question, and I'm happy to answer it for you.
Okay, very good. So thank you so much for coming on, making such a great show, taking all those calls with great great connections. So you're a great, amazing reader. So thank you so much. We'll see you back here next week for another great show.
Thank
okay?
you, Michael. Okay,
thank you.
Good luck, everyone.
All right. All right. Bye-bye. All right. that last caller... He forgot I had a mute button, and my finger was on it the whole time. Oh, man. Nah, I think Gary's in kind of a... Gary could have been a good call. People were being nice to him, but he was just... he was getting early on the bottle, I think, here. Gary, it's only 4 o'clock Central Time. Put the bottle down, man. Oh, man. Get out of your mom's basement. Oh, people need to find a life. Anyway, it's been really a great show, a great energy here with all the people here. Thank you so much. And thank you guys in the chat room. You guys have been wonderful. Gemini Moon, you need to be here for every show. You mix very, very well with everybody. So come to every show. Make sure you got the show marked. Follow the show so you get all the updates when they are. And look at my Facebook for all the postings. So that was... great here for everybody. This is my final show of the week here. So I hope you guys have a great weekend. And we'll be back to kick things back off again. Sunday, and for a whole new week here. On Journey into the Light. Some new guests coming aboard next week. And in April, new guests joining Journey into the Light Radio. And I also be looking. I may have some shows this weekend. I got to put a name on the shows that I do where I bring on new guests for a, you know, like a 20-30 minute interview to get to know them. A lot of them become regular guests on my show. So I may be doing those this weekend, anywhere from Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So be looking for that. And I thought there was something else I wanted to add to you guys before I signed off here, but I think that covers everything. So, yes, be happy. Don't worry. You know, I've got that song. I used to play it all the time on my program when we played more music. That's one thing we got to add to the shows, is add like a little break and put some music into the middle of the shows. Would you guys like that? Would that be nice? Music is a great spiritual connection, I believe. But yes. So it's really great talking to everybody. You would be amazed at some of the people I talk to and some of the stories I have heard. Some really great and some not so great of a lot of spiritual workers around the country. Some very, very famous ones that have been very, very sadly and very, very negative light. I believe that the people who surround you, who work with you, are really a reflection of who you are, because generally you are going to have people that exude your energy, and I never name names on the show, I never will, so, but anyway, but it's great connecting with a lot of great people, and so, anyway. Doreen Virtue coming up in April. She's going to be a guest on LA Talk Radio on Monday. It's about 3 weeks away. Looking forward to that very much. Michelle White Dove coming up in May on LA Talk Radio. That's going to be awesome also. Michelle White Dove, one of the top couple psychics in the country for sure. Amazing energy. Boy, that woman is very, very gifted. Very glad. But anyway, I was looking for that song for you guys, but I don't seem to lay my fingers on it. But anyway. Okay, well, thanks everybody for being here one last time, and take care, all of you guys. And have a great weekend, and I'll be seeing you guys soon. Take care, everybody. Many blessings to you, and good afternoon.